I'm Jamie Dunn, and this is Past Due, a look at the big picture budget issues facing Illinois. Lawmakers have returned from their spring break, and one topic is on everyone's mind, the budget. Democrats want more revenue, and some Republicans say they would consider it, but they want business-friendly reforms passed first. This week, I chatted with two senators who serve on budgeting committees, one a Democrat and one a Republican. First, you will hear Republican Senator Matt Murphy talk about the work budgeting committees in both chambers will do in the coming weeks.
For every line item of the budget or every department or agency that state government funds, we have them come in and testify into what it is they do with taxpayers' money, how much money they think they need to do what they do, and we have the chance to ask questions and have them answer those questions about the ramifications of budget choices.
Murphy says he thinks Republican lawmakers will play more of a role in the process than they have in recent years, especially as supporters of Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's pro-business agenda.
That's like everything else. There will be negotiation on those reform items. But if there isn't substantial reform enacted this year, I don't think you'll see a budget that will be to the Democrats and the General Assembly's liking, because the Democrats are going to want a tax increase to fund state government at a better level than the governor laid out in his budget address. And Governor Rauner is not going to give them that unless he gets the reforms he needs.
Democratic Senator Dan Katowski voiced concerns about the governor's proposed budget, which includes deep cuts to higher education and human services.
And I think there's a lot of pushback from people within our caucus, but also throughout the state of Illinois. They're very concerned about what these cuts are going to do to people. Provider groups who work to help people who are very vulnerable are saying that these cuts are going to lead to not providing support and treatment for people living with developmental disability or people living with mental illness, which is going to mean that, you know, more people are going to end up in long-term care institutions, more people are going to end up in hospitals, more people are going to end up in prison.
He says that some cuts could end up costing taxpayers more in the long run.
They're going to pay from the back end. That's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars. We've seen these kind of decisions in the past. We reduced funding for some of these areas in the Medicaid reform bill when dental benefits were cut. We saw that that cost taxpayers a lot of money. So we want to see if there's cuts, that they wouldn't be costly to taxpayers.
But Murphy is skeptical of that argument.
Every year in Springfield, I'm struck by how everybody who comes to me and says that their program needs to be funded, they say if only we spent more on them, we would save money everywhere else. And by the end of the spring, after hearing person after person come in and make this pitch, I'm left to think they would have me believe that if we only spent way more money, we would have far less of a deficit, which is kind of counterintuitive.
While their views on the budget are very different, both are optimistic that the legislature and the governor can reach some compromises.
I think there is the potential for a grand bargain, but look, there's got to be compromise. You have a supermajority House and Senate controlled by the Democrats, and they have a different view of what state government's role is. So if you're going to get the reforms you want as Republicans, you're going to have to compromise with the Democrats to get that. And, you know, we'll see what those reforms look like. We'll see what those compromises look like. But I really think the potential is there to have the most productive spring we've had in Springfield in a long, long time.
I just think we need to sit down and start with our points of agreement, and we figure out how to bridge the gap on the areas where there's a wide chasm of disagreement, and then just figure out a way to work together and figure out a way to resolve.
Lawmakers only have roughly 7 weeks until the scheduled end of session to bridge those gaps. For more on the topic, visit the Past Due blog at WUIS.org. I'm Jamie Dunn, and this has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state.